We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp, and a lot of national media visitors at camp today, including our next guest, Lackawanna native Ron Jaworski, 16 years in the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl appearance. It's always good to have you around. I feel comfortable when Ron Jaworski's around the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I always feel comfortable when I'm around you, Murph, and the Buffalo Bills as well. It's such a thrill to be out here at Bills Training Camp here just outside of Rochester and just hang out with the guys. And I could think back to my formative years of growing up in Lackawanna and going out to Hamburg when the Buffalo Bills used to have their practice.
The Camelot Motor Inn
there. I used to be one of those little kids standing behind the fence watching Jack Kemp and Tom Day and Edward Kowski and all those guys practice. So I have great memories and fond memories when I come here and watch the Buffalo Bills practice in their training camp. A lot different, but certainly a lot of good feelings.
We did a whole show last week about people's training camp memories, and mine started, I grew up in Lockport, at Niagara University when they trained there. Same deal, snow fence, around the field, Jack Kemp signing autographs afterwards. And it's amazing to me how training camps, not just here but everywhere in the league, have grown up. They're major profit centers now.
Yeah, I get the opportunity to travel around the National Football League and do different camps, and you see how it's done. And in every city now, you see thousands of people show up on a daily basis to just watch training camp. We know how the National Football League has grown. It is America's sport right now. But you go watch guys practice, and there'll be thousands of people. And I do enjoy that part of it. I enjoy interacting with people. I really enjoy coming to Buffalo and renewing some old acquaintances and friends that I've had for a long time. And it's really just a good feeling to visit these training camps.
You get a chance to see the Buffalo Bills in training camp today. Just give me your, I guess, coming in, what you were looking for, what you would hope to see from the Bills on this visit.
I truly believe the Bills are an ascending football team. They put together a good, young football team. And, you know, I think there was probably some disappointment last year with the way things ended, at least record-wise. But I saw some growth. And I saw some good things happen in the offseason. And, you know, in preparation for my quarterback big board every year where I evaluate all 32 starting NFL quarterbacks, you know, I watch just about every throw of every NFL quarterback. So you get a pretty good idea of how teams operate. And I was a little bit concerned about E.J. Manuel. I'm not going to give you a bunch of BS here and say he was phenomenal. He has areas to improve upon. But I saw some really good things. And I think that's where Doug Marrone comes in now and has to build on those good things. He was excellent in his play-action passing game. He was very good when his reads were defined. He struggled under pressure, and his accuracy was lost at times under pressure. But that's systematic of all young quarterbacks. You know, there's that inconsistency. And I love the acquisition of Sammy Watkins. I mean, I can remember doing the Orange Bowl game 3 years ago, West Virginia-Clemson. West Virginia won the game big, but being at practice for 3 days watching Sammy Watkins was a real thrill. And this is when he was a freshman, Murph. I mean, this is a long time ago in football years, but I saw a tremendous athlete, and I think he's been a great asset for EJ.
Ron, you said, talking about EJ, when his reads are well-defined, he will succeed. What do you mean by that? What are you talking about when you say that?
Murph, I think it's symptomatic of all young quarterbacks. You need to get number one open. In other words, when a quarterback coach designs a play and it's called in the course of the game to get the ball to a specific receiver, that receiver gets open. That's an easy read for a quarterback. But if the defense takes that guy away, then you got to go to number two, number three, and number four, or even maybe to number five. And EJ at this point in his career is not there yet. So what some coaches will do, they'll go to simple either-or reads, and which play action affords you that opportunity because you have to turn your back to the defense. So you make your running play action fake, you turn your back to the defense, you snap your head around, and it's specific. You either throw it here or you throw it there. It's pretty simple. And I think young quarterbacks really do thrive in that system of play more than they do in spread style and a lot of full field reads.
You mentioned also how EJ needs to improve his accuracy. How can he do that? And what's the how often do you see guys come out of college and as their career goes along throw more accurately?
I think a lot of players do it, and it's kind of an argument that I stand up for all the time. There are some people that believe you cannot improve your accuracy. And I would consider myself as a quarterback that learned how to become more accurate. And I learned how to train my eyes. And in my formative years out with the Los Angeles Rams, Chuck Knox was our head coach. And when he would ask me who I was throwing the football to, I would say, oh, I was throwing to Harold Jackson or I was throwing to Jack Snow. He said, no, 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 no. That's not how you throw the football. You put a pinpoint mark on that player. If it's Harold Jackson between the 2 and the 9 or Jack Snow between the 8 and the 4, and you try to hit that spot. Now, if you miss that spot, the radius is now bigger to make that catch. If you throw to a full body and you're a foot off, it's incomplete. So I learned to train my eyes and my vision to be more specific in my ball placement. So quarterbacks can improve their accuracy.
I'm so glad you brought up when you talk about catching radius, because from what I've seen in the spring OTAs and one training camp here, Sammy Watkins is that guy. He makes every quarterback look better because he can just go get it.
He is the real deal. And I'll give you a little story here, Murph. I was doing the West Virginia-Clemson game in the Orange Bowl about 3 years ago. So I had the opportunity to go watch Clemson practice for 3 days. And I'm watching this young wide receiver fly around the field, and he looked like a Jerry Rice to me. He looked that polished. And I realized it was Sammy Watkins as a freshman. And he just had all kinds of savvy moves to his repertoire. He had everything you would expect from a veteran NFL receiver. And that's when he was a freshman. So now he's got a couple more years under his belt, that experience. And you watch him play, he has a feel for the game. And, yes, he has those big, strong hands, the good receiving radius, and he can flat-out fly. So, clearly, if you're a quarterback, as E.J. Manuel is, you got to love having that weapon.
One more question about E.J. I have for you, Ryan, because quarterbacks are your specialty. He's such a big physical specimen. Should they keep the read zone or the zone? Yeah, the zone option play. Should they keep that in the offense? Is that something EJ can excel at?
Yes, I believe you keep it as part of your repertoire offensively. You always have that package available. And there are teams that don't play that particular formation well or the zone read option very well, and you use it in those specific situations. But in the NFL, it's about the theory of reduction. You beat on people till they don't want to get up anymore. And that's what happens to running quarterbacks. And those guys that are judicious with their running ability last a lot longer. Russell Wilson is the real-life example of a quarterback that can run and can run very well. But he's selective when he runs, and that means he's going to play 16 games. So I like the read option, but I don't like it to be a major part of an offense.
They have seemed to made an effort to surround EJ with weapons and protection. When you look at the draft picks with the offensive linemen and Mike Williams signing, they made a concerted effort to get better around EJ.
And Chandler back is a big plus. So there clearly are weapons. And, you know, I played with Doug Marrone back in our playing days in the late 80s down in Miami. And I know how Doug thinks about the game. You know, he wants to be a smash-mouth physical football team first. No one ran the ball more than the Buffalo Bills last year. So that is part of the fiber of the Buffalo Bills. But I've always believed that running the football is only going to keep the game close. You need explosive plays. And when you have the group of receivers now with a Mike Williams, a Richard Woods, a Sammy Watkins, you know, Chandler, the running backs out of the backfield, you now have weapons and a rock-solid offensive line. So this is the type of offensive team that could put the defense in a known situation, rush the quarterback knowing we're playing with the lead. So that's the position you want to put the defense in with good offensive play.
I've heard you go back and forth with Merrill Hodge about that running game, passing game thing. That's big for you.
Well, the game has changed. This is now arena football when you watch NFL games. I mean, you watch the up-tempo offense, the games that Chip Kelly is bringing now, what even Mike Shanahan did with RG3 a couple years ago, up-tempo, fast-paced, run a lot of plays. That is now infiltrating the National Football League. So it is a passing game. I look at tape and I see plays with 5 wide receivers on the field, no running backs, no tight ends. So clearly, you know, it's about scoring. It's about getting a lot of points early in game. And I think it's going to continue that way.
Ron Jaworski, our guest, the Lackawanna native, the NFL veteran, the ESPN analyst, and still the co-owner of the Arena Football League, Philadelphia Soul. One of your former co-owners, John Bon Jovi, is on the minds of Buffalo folks these days. Tell me about your relationship with him and his interest in the NFL.
Well, my relationship with John is 5-star. We were business partners for 6 years with the ownership of the Philadelphia Soul of the Arena Football League. When we went dark in 2009, John moved on trying to buy an NFL team. He was close to becoming a partner with the Atlanta Falcons. And when the Buffalo Bills opportunity came about, you know, John threw his hat in the ring. And John is a very bright guy. He understands football. And he always does the right thing. And Bon Jovi never said he was taking this team out of Buffalo. I think there were a lot of rumors and innuendos that got started that were not true. In my 6 years of dealing with John as a business partner, he always did the right thing. And the right thing is to keep the Buffalo Bills in West New York. And Jon Bon Jovi will do that. He'll do the right thing. And he'll bring a certain cachet to this organization that I think would be very beneficial. Now, there are other prospective owners in this that are certainly good, worthy people that could own the team. My relationship with John is tremendous. He wants to win. I know how committed he is to winning. And I sat in rooms when he interviewed coaches and executives. And he is a smart, brilliant guy that knows how to hire the right people. But John's goal from day one in the Arena Football League was, how do we become world champions? And that'll be his goal day one if he's able to acquire the Buffalo Bills. How do we hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy?
Why does a guy who has all that money, could do whatever he wants with it, why is NFL football so important to him, owning an NFL team?
He loves football. I mean, he has a passion for the game, and that's really the basis of it. I mean, he'd come to practice with the Arena Football League practices. I mean, he'd ask 1,000 questions. He was always inquisitive, always learning. He would always say to me, this is my warm-up league. This is my warm-up team, the Philadelphia Soul. He always had the aspirations of owning an NFL team. He's very good friends with Bob Kraft, the Maras, the Rooneys, Jerry Jones. So he's got a lot of good friends that know his commitment to growing the National Football League and becoming an NFL owner.
You could understand, maybe more than most, the uncertainty that his alignment with Larry Tannenbaum and with the Rodgers people in Toronto might bring to Bills fans. They would fear that the Bills might not be here for the long term if they were to be the owners.
Well, there's no guarantee that we're going to be here next year. I mean, it's just the way it is. I'm just going on what I know about Jon Bon Jovi, what I believe he will do. We've had discussions. He now is in non-disclosure, and he can't talk about anything now, which is the way it should be. But I know John, and John would keep the team in West New York.
Let's get back to football just to wrap things up, Ron. Your thoughts on the 2014 Buffalo Bills. Are playoffs a possibility for this team?
Absolutely. This is an ascending football team. Obviously good fortune is part of it. You got to stay healthy. You got to have your superstars on the field. And they've got to play up to that ability. But last year, clearly, a new coaching staff came in, a new attitude came in, a new Buffalo Bills look. I thought the team improved as the season went on. Now with the addition of Sammy Watkins, I think there will be a lot more scoring. The scoring means the defense will be in that known pass rush situation. The strength of this defense is going to be the defensive line getting pressure on the quarterback. And I'm a big fan of Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator. I think he can turn it loose from a defensive perspective. The defense will be much better, much more aggressive from a perspective of rushing the quarterback with the down four and creative in the secondary with a lot of hybrid looks. So we at ESPN, we talk about the different teams and divisions. Pretty much all have been impressed with the turnaround of the Buffalo Bills in a short period of time. Now, what we say means nothing. Now it's time for Doug Marrone and his group to go on the field and get it done.
Ron, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Murph.
Ron Jaworski, ESPN analyst, Lackawanna native, our guest, The Jon Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp on Buffalo Bills Radio.